How's that?
Ooh, ooh,
ooh. How's that?
And now it's time for your favorite game show, Questions with Professor Mindy. Today our guest will be playing for a jumbo case of Otter Pops, an outdoor inflatable swimming pool, and an all-expense-paid vacation to Greenfield, Massachusetts. And here to answer all your questions from A to Z, 1, 2, 3, Professor Mindy.
Yo, what's up, Jazz Cats? Hey, guys, I'm back again.
Hi, guys, I'm DJ Pat. I'm back in the house.
Hi, I'm DJ Wexler in the house.
I'm ready to walk it, whoa, woohoo!
Jim, where's Jim?
Jim.
I thought it was Big Rick.
Where's Jim?
DJ Big Wig.
Where's Jake? Where's Big Rick?
Put me down.
DJ Big Wig.
I'm DJ Big Rig.
So yeah, last night I went to Beijing House, which is the best Chinese restaurant on Main Street. I got some yummy, super, super yummy, nice and moist, you know, so chicken with some nice brown pork fried rice. It was so good. I whooped it down all at once. Oh yeah, everybody. Woohoo.
Okay, do you have a question for Professor Mindy?
Question, Professor Mindy.
Do you have a question for me? What kind of stuff did you learn in your book, Mindy?
Greek mythology, Athena, Greek goddess of wisdom.
What is your favorite Chinese food, Mindy?
Pork fried rice and chicken wings.
Yummy.
And a Coke.
Casey.
Yes. Mindy. What's a question about? Oh, sorry.
You gotta ask her a question.
DJ Casey, ask your question.
I can't remember.
Do you have a question for Professor Mindy? Go ahead.
And Mindy, what's your favorite McDonald's?
Big Macs.
Ah, that sounds good.
My favorite McDonald's food is plain double hamburgers and an extra large french fry and fun vanilla ice cream cone with a super, super yummy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
I got a question. Greek mythology. Do the Greeks enjoy bees on a pizza?
I'm not sure.
How about olives?
Whatever you think. Medusa has the power to turn creatures and people stony if you look into her eyes.
She makes the best fed cheese in the wide world, and yeah, plus she turns people into stone. And I love it. I had her pizza before. It's the super best on the planet. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, we're looking for questions for Professor Mindy.
I have questions, Miss Mindy. Professor Mindy, what is your favorite movies?
Never seen The Sheep Detective before. What movie do you like, little boy?
My favorite movies are
horror films, which is Halloween and Friday 13th and Paranormal Activity and Insidious and The Conjuring. Jane, for my favorite action movies are Men in Black and The Fugitive with Harrison Ford and Godzilla and The Wizard of Oz and The Sound of Music and The Fiddler on the Roof.
Is that all?
And Ghostbusters. And American Gangster, Denzel Washington, and Scarface, and The Godfather, and Godfather Part 2, and Godfather Part 3, and Pulp Fiction, and Reservoir Dogs, and Jackie Brown, and Star Wars, and Lord of the Rings, and The Hobbit, and Harry Potter, Ten Commandments, and Ben-Hur, Gladiator, Braveheart, and Lethal Weapon, and Lethal Weapon 2, and Lethal Weapon 3, and Lethal Weapon 4, and Men in Black 1, Men in Black 2, and Men in Black 3, and Star Trek, and Gunsmoke, and John Wayne movies, El Dorado, and Clint Eastwood movie, Tarantino, and Dirty Harry, and that's pretty much it.
Hey, Patrick, what is your question about Greek mythology? Patrick, who was Pegasus?
Pegasus was a lady who was in the movie Class of Titans. If you look into her eyes, you turn to stone.
Wrong, you was a male.
Oh, a male, that's why a male.
What's up, Jazz Cats?
Come on, Jag, give me some more Jazz Cats.
I'll do it one last time.
Go ahead, please.
Yo, what's up, Jazz Cats?
Yo, what's up, Jazz Cats?
Join us next time for another riveting episode of Questions with Professor Mindy. For now, this is Johnny on the spot saying so long and ask questions.
Hi, this is DJ Patton. Next time, join me for some more questions with Professor Mindy and DJ Pat. Sign out. Have a nice everybody. I'll see you next time.
Folks, here's the music of Peggy Lee singing that song called He's a Tramp.
A little more Jazz Cats? Okay. Yeah.
Anything. Yo, what's up, Jazz Cats?
He's a tramp, but I love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, I adore him, and I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a scoundrel, he's a rounder, he's a cad. He's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, even I have got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. He's a tramp, I adore him, and I wish that I could travel his way. But I love him, and I only hope he'll stay that way. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. I wish that I could travel his way. I wish that I could travel his way.
Okay, I'm DJ Russell.
DJ.
It's about 55 things about Chris Rain.
Who is Chris Rain?
It's a guy. It's country singer.
That's cool. What cuzzy songs does he sing?
Okay, 1 second, Patrick. Number one, he didn't grow up dreaming of becoming a country singer.
Cool, buddy.
Number two, the fans sometimes think they're meeting him when it is way his contact train the train brother. Number three. He will people person.
Number three. Number four. Number five.
Before. When people are in Peter Ray Jojo. Number five, he will golf a lot.
Cool, keep going.
Number six. He won't autumn if I die before a year and big friend.
I thought there's only five.
I messed up, sorry. It's Chris Wayne, big friends. Big friends.
So some of y'all know that I've been working on a song for Lauren, and I just got it back today. So while we have the cameras here, I want to capture this moment of me playing it to her for the first time.
Oh.
You're sure you're fine with that?
Yeah.
Swear?
Yes.
Okay.
Sitting there, sweatpants, t-shirt, and a comfy chair. Her hair in a bun, one hand on a mug, and the other one's playing snare. To a George Strait vinyl, that yes or no line will get her close, but I don't think she can understand just how far I've been letting my heart fall. But what's in my head? She don't know I got some big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. I bet we take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a fly. Overnight to paradise and late tonight. And I'ma put a diamond on her hand. She don't know I got some big plans.
She don't know
I got some big plans.
She don't know.
I already bought a ring. Hit it in the bottom left drawer right beside the sink. Johnny Emerald diamond on a brand new band. Asked her mama for permission and her daddy for hand. I got some big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. We take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a fly. Overnight to paradise and leave tonight. And I'ma put a diamond on her hand. She don't know I got some big plans.
She don't know
I got some big plans. Right now we're back in her hometown, and I'm down on one knee. I guess she finally figured out I'm gonna ask her to marry me. I got some big plans.
Is that a yes?
I got
Got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. Bet we take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find the flight. Overnight to paradise and late tonight. And I'ma put a diamond on her hand. She don't know I got some big, big plans.
Metal song. Here we go now. Go for it. This is it. My time. Metal Jim. Kicking butt.
Chicken butt.
Chicken butt. Chicken. Kicking the chicken.
So, this is DJ Pat. I'm going to talk about classic walk.
My time. Metal Jim.
And metal.
And metal.
With Jim.
Kicking the chicken. Yay.
My favorite classic walk bands are Queen's Quell Revival and Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Beatles and Queen. My favorite Queen songs are Bite the Dust, Bicycle, and We Will Walk You.
How about the metal?
What's your favorite metal band, Jim?
Jackal.
Cool.
Anybody else?
Anybody else for you, Jim?
My crew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Whitesnake.
Who else?
Cinderella.
Cool.
Metallica.
I also like Metallica, too. I also like Whitesnake, too. I also love those wonderful bands, too. They are great. They're the best on the planet.
Test. Test. Kicking the chicken.
My body started shaking and I can't take no more.
I'm not your boss.
This is Metal Jim kicking butt. You listen to Airway Superstars. I'm the best, best ever was. Metal Jim, DJ Big Rig. Talk about trucks. Yeah.
This is DJ Patrick, and you're listening to Airway Superstars. Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, you be out.
I am DJ Wasa. 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 I love country. This is Airway Superstar. Happy, friendly, and kind.
Yes. I also like country music, too. My favorite country singers are Garth Brooks and Brooks and Dunn and Toby Keith and Hank Williams and Hank Williams Jr. and
you missed one.
Johnny Cass. George Jones.
You missed one.
What is it?
Johnny Paycheck.
I love Johnny Paycheck, too. He's very good. That's pretty much it. DJ Pat signing out.
If we got three more.
What is it, Jim?
Willie Nelson.
I love Willie Nelson,
and Luke
too.
Bryan, too.
Yeah, and Luke Bryan, too. Yeah, they are great.
Oh, I love them all.
Hey, Patrick.
Me, too. What's up, Casey?
Hey, Jim. What? My favorite country is Luke Combs, Jim J. Rogers, and Kurt Underwood, and I'll be a country artist.
Me too. I like them all too. They are very good, Casey.
My favorite song is "Copia Called My Name" by Luke Combs and Jensen Rogers.
I like that song too by Luke Combs. It's very nice. Yes. Wrap it up. DJ Pat sign out.
You missed one. Johnny Paycheck.
Goodbye.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I've been working in this factory now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left, took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Alright, smash bang, smash bang, ooh.
Number one.
Oh, wait a minute, what are we talking about, Phil? What are...
Basketball. Number one, basketball.
Yeah.
I'll talk about Slam Dunk. Number one. I'll talk about basketball. Number two, I grade the best basketball hoop. And number three, I will have fun the Slam Dunk.
Anyway, superstar. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What else have you watched about basketball? What else do you know about basketball, Phil?
At the arcade.
Where is the arcade?
At the Hatley Mall.
Cool. And what else did you do at the Hatley Mall?
Racing game.
Cool. And what else?
Bowling.
Cool, I love bowling. And is that it, or did you do anything else, Phil?
I buy a lunch.
Cool. What did you get for lunch there?
I had grill restaurant.
That's good.
Let's talk about Father's Day.
Father's Day.
All right. Day of
Father's Day. 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 Father's Day.
You all right? Okay. How you doing?
Great.
You need a sip of water?
Yeah, I need water.
Father's Day. Father's Day. Father's Day. June 21st, 2026. Celebrate Dad.
Celebrate Dad. How about it?
Let's celebrate Dad.
We love to celebrate Dad, right?
We celebrate Dad on Father's Day.
All right. What can you tell us about your Father's Day? You want to tell us about that?
I used to have a dad.
Yeah? And you loved your dad.
I used to.
Yeah, sure do. You probably still do. I'm sure you do. All right. So, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
To all.
Happy Father's Day to all.
And to all a good night.
A good night.
Okay. Thank you, Peter.
Hi, this is DJ Pat, and right now I'll be talking about my Father's Day. So, it's been 3 years now since my dad has passed away, which is very sad. I always think about him. I always pray for him on Father's Day. I'll be looking at his urn I have in my bedroom. I'll be thinking about him that way, and I'll be praying for him all the time. I always been praying for him, and he's the greatest and best dad I ever had in my life, and I wish he was still here now, but unfortunately, he's not, but I will always be thinking about him, and now he's up in heaven with God and Jesus. I'm wonderful and grateful and thankful for that. And I hope you rest in peace. I love you, Dad. DJ Pat signing out.
Child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man. I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay, and he walked away. But his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day. So much
much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. I've long since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then.
For Father's Day is see my dad and hang out and get a biscuit with butter and have flowers. And that's it. Thank you.
So this goes out to all those fathers out there who cannot be with their families. But we should always remember that even though we don't have a father, or we do, we should always pay respect to everyone's fathers by saying Happy Father's Day, wishing them a good day, give them what they want, what they always need on Father's Day. And that's a day off to just celebrate with themselves or celebrate with the families. And just got to remember that it's not always easy being the father, especially if you're a single father. What do you guys think about that?
That's good.
I think my father, he's a great man. I spent the first day to my dad. It's hard for him. Understand he's busy. I've got to talk to them. I wish everyone happy first day. Eat good food and we'll miss you first day.
And like the honk boys, that Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day!
Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day!
I am your father.
Doc Vader has sticky boots. Oops, and his hammer smells really bad. His armpits stink too. He needs to take a bath. Really, listen to me. He stinks. He really does. You gotta take a shower. Come on, Darth Vader, you need to take a shower right now. Hit the shower.
That's impossible. No!
So this is DJ Pat. Right now, I'll be talking about Hillside Pizza. I got an update about Hillside Pizza. Now on Tuesdays, I've been working at this new program with my buddy Craig, and now we have opened up the slice pie shop to the public, and me and the kids from a tech school been serving slices to the customers, all yummy, delicious slices. And my other job is to keep the eye on slice pies, keep making more slice pies just in case we want them. I put them in the oven, I take them out of the oven, I cut them up, and I get ready to serve slices to customers. And next Tuesday will be the last day of that because the kids will be going on summer vacation, so I'll be working at Hillside Pizza on Wednesdays again, which I'm very excited about, Wednesdays and Fridays. And yeah, when summer's over, then we open the program, and I'll be working there on Tuesdays again, which I'm very excited about. I love my new program. I want to keep doing it forever. Working with kids is my favorite thing to do. I'm their new mentor and stuff. And I'm very good with them, and they're very good to me. They're very nice kids, and I'll keep you updated, I promise. And DJ Pat signing out for now.
The Red Sox, what Red Sox played last? I can't remember the team. Red Sox won by the Rays or something, and they're not playing tonight. But the way I forgot the manager's name. John Farrell, whatever, he left because we didn't win. Alex Cora, he got fired from the team. I think. I'm not sure. Beth Orloff, studying out.
Tell us more about what's going on with you. Go ahead.
I'm doing good. Got my pool open. I have to take the cat to a vet hospital next week because we're going to give a shot and stuff. And I've been doing good, going to work on Monday or Fridays, and I come here Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but I didn't come here yesterday because I took a day off to do the pool, and I'm here for the cookout. Yay, Julie's last week. Yay, we're going to miss her.
I am your father.
Get out of here, Duff Air. I'm trying to talk.
It is useless to resist.
Go take a shower. Out of my face or go watch TV. SpongeBob SquarePants under the sea. SpongeBob SquarePants under the sea.
SpongeBob Asparagus?
No,
what is it?
SquarePants.
SpongeBob Asparagus.
No, SquarePants.
What are we talking about here?
SpongeBob SquarePants under the sea.
Don't you have a garden, Beth?
Yes.
What are you growing in your garden?
Asparagus.
You're growing...
A lot of veggies, asparagus.
SpongeBob Asparagus in your garden.
And I got blueberries and raspberries.
And SpongeBob Asparagus. Is that right?
No.
What color is your asparagus?
Green.
All right. So green SpongeBob asparagus, and what else did you say? Blueberries, raspberries?
Blueberries and raspberries and cucumbers and all the kind of veggies. And
razzleberries?
And potatoes and carrots.
Excellent. All right. And what is coming up right now that you can eat?
The green beans.
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 Fantastic.
From the valley of the jolly,
ho, ho, ho,
green giant. Good things from the garden in the valley, valley of the jolly green giant. Summer greens, snapping fresh, kitchen sliced to taste their best. Tender beans are coming from the valley,
from the valley.
These green giant green beans start from special seed and grow into these tender, thick meat beauties. Then they're kitchen sliced at an angle to bring out all their flavor and freshness.
It is useless to resist.
That's enough, Mr. Vader. I'll put you in a pool and leave you there.
Taste the difference yourself. Try Green Giant brand kitchen sliced beans. And if you prefer, you can get the Green Giant's French style beans too.
Good things from the garden in the valley, valley of the jolly,
ho, ho, ho,
Green Giant.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready now.
That's the jokes. Well, there are no jokes from Elvis today. I want to talk about my rock and roll career instead. Does anyone have any questions about my rock and roll career?
Are you doing good in it?
Well, you know, little lady, I'm rock and roll king, so I always have a good show, especially when I'm doing Diva Las Vegas.
That's good. Your songs are good. We all like Elvis.
Yeah, it just sounds great. Pickle song, Elvis.
Sorry, little son. I don't know what you're talking about. Uh-huh.
Do you want to have some fun? Some jokes?
Sorry, little son. No jokes today. Talking about my rock and roll career. Anyone else got some questions about my career?
Elvis dead.
Sorry, everyone. Elvis is not dead because I'm right here. Anyone else got some questions? I just stopped by to say, uh-huh. This is my rock and roll career. And I'm ready to kick it off again in Vegas.
Oh, I was dead? Oh, well. Yeah, if I eat my pickles.
Anyone else got some questions?
We got growing in your garden, Elvis.
I got nothing but blue suede shoes.
That's good.
And a bunch of bananas and peanut butter banana sandwiches.
That's good. Enjoy it.
Oh.
Enjoy it.
Oh, Elvis, what other front? Stage. Elvis, what do front this stage?
I don't know though, buddy, but no, to close out the segment, how about we do one of my old favorite songs from way back when I first started my career? Does anyone know what that song is?
Boo with shoes?
No, little buddy. Anyone else got a guess?
Pickles?
Enough of the pickles thing, son. Nah, I was thinking about maybe Jailhouse Rock.
Ah, okay.
That sounds good, Jailhouse Rock. I like that song, too.
Love, Mr. Music Man. You heard the fans. Let's do it.
City, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's 1,000 pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel.
a fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing all those hopes down the drain. Viva Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva! Baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. What is a wound of me? Your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Cause you want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be your teddy bear.
I just want to be your teddy bear.
I said, good morning. He said, good morning. I said, what are we going to have for breakfast this morning? He said, fried peanut butter and banana sandwich. And I looked at him. I said, what? He said, fried peanut butter and banana sandwich. I said, I never heard of it. The first time I went in, fixed the sandwich and put it on the tray and brought it back, that wasn't right. His father was sitting there, and he said, Mary, I'm going with you and help you. And let's see, maybe both of us can get it right. I said, okay. And he said, let's toast the bread first. So we toast the bread and then spread the peanut butter on and slice the bananas and put on it. And put them into the skillet and kept turning them with the spatula and turned them until they got heated all the way through. Then I take them and cut them, put them on the platter and taking them back to him. And he said, that's what I want, that's right. And then smile.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't surely to the sea. Darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. See you.